As summer winds down, Cincinnati theaters are readying their first fall productions. Here to tell us what's in store at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park is Artistic Director Blake Robison. Welcome, Blake.
Nice to see you, Rick.
You're starting off your season in a big way with a stage version of the 1998 Oscar-winning film Shakespeare in Love. It begins previews on September 2nd. The official opening is the 7th, and it'll be running through the month of September. It's been almost 20 years since this movie was a big hit, and it had a big all-star cast. Gwyneth Paltrow won an Academy Award
and
for it.
And look what's happened to her since.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So who knows what will come from this. But it had a whole lot of other well-known people in the cast. And in fact, Judi Dench won an Oscar for a supporting role in it. How did this movie, which was tremendously successful, end up on stage?
And most people I know thought that it really belonged on stage from the very, very beginning. It's a story about the theater. It celebrates the theater and the creative act. And about 4 or 5 years ago, they did a big production of it on the West End in London, which was quite a hit. And ever since, they've been trying to find a way to get this stage adaptation of the film to America. They initially released it to a bunch of the big Shakespeare festivals in Canada and in the Western United States. And we are fortunate enough to be one of a small number of theaters allowed to do this stage adaptation in the coming season.
So you're staging it, correct?
I am the director in this case, yes.
And this is your sixth season?
This is the beginning of my sixth season. And you know, we haven't programmed any Shakespeare since I got here, and I feel a little bit guilty about that. We were heading that direction until this phone call came, and I thought, what a great way to celebrate everything that's going on. As you know, our friends over at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company are opening up their tremendous new facility. So it's kind of a Shakespeare fall all around.
A lot of shaking going on.
That's true. I think in some ways, this is the kind of production that the Playhouse does the best. When you come in to our Marks Theater, you're going to see an exceptionally detailed and accurate recreation of an Elizabethan theater. Not exactly the Globe, not exactly the Rose Theater. The Rose and the Curtain are two theaters mentioned in the play, but something that evokes all of that. And of course, the lush period costumes and a very, very large cast of 20 people and a dog.
And a dog, yes. So for people who might not remember the movie, maybe we should quickly refresh people. It's about Shakespeare, who's got a bad case of writer's block.
That's right. It's a bit of a fantasia that tries to answer the question, how did Shakespeare become Shakespeare? Once he moved to London and before he started writing all of his tremendous, tremendous works of art. And the story starts in Shakespeare's study where he's experiencing writer's block. And he's not able to get quill to paper until he meets his muse, Viola de Lesseps. And we follow their love affair while Viola, who is an aspiring actor, tries to get on stage in a time when women were not allowed to appear in plays. So there's a lot of mistaken identity. There's a lot of kind of cross-dressing in a fun Shakespearean way. It harkens to Twelfth Night and some of the other great Shakespeare comedies. And we watch him become inspired by his new love, Viola, and write the masterpiece, Romeo and Juliet.
So do you have to be a Shakespeare expert to come and see this show and have a good time with it?
No, you really don't. And that's one of the things I most love about it. For Shakespeare buffs, it's filled with little one-liners and very, very clever allusions to famous characters or famous plays, but it's not dependent on that at all. You can just come and have a great time. You can dip your toe into the large ocean of Shakespeareana, but 90% of the dialogue is contemporary style dialogue. They talk the way we talk. That's part of the fun of it. You see them as real people, and you just get little tiny snippets of actual Shakespeare along the way.
It's a romance. It's a comedy. It's an adventure.
I mean, it's just all of those things.
It's great, great storytelling. And I like to point out to people that the script for the movie, and I'm sure that a lot of his words are in there, by Tom Stoppard, who knows his way around theater and playwriting, too.
Absolutely. And you can tell when the extremely witty and clever parts come along that Stoppard's hand has been all over that.
So before Shakespeare in Love is over, you'll have the fall opener on your Shelter House stage there at the Playhouse. It's a play called Mr. Joy. It's by Daniel Beatty, who's a Dayton native. And his work's been on stage before here.
Yes, it has. About 5 years ago, Daniel himself came and performed one of his solo shows called Through the Night, in which he plays a wide variety of characters in a particular New York City neighborhood. Mr. Joy is another one of Daniel's plays. He wrote it, but he's not performing it. In this case, it is performed by a solo female artist, and she plays 8 or 9 roles, an entire community in contemporary Harlem. where they're trying to find out what happened to a character named Mr. Joy, a Chinese immigrant who runs a very successful shoe repair shop. And over time, it becomes apparent that some act of violence was done against him, and you come to see what a tremendous and moving effect he had on this entire community, how his business touched the lives of so very many. It's also a tour de force performance by Deborah Walton, an award-winning actress from New York who's coming down to take on this mammoth task.
And then next up, another award-winning show is Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime on the main stage. It's going to be on sort of from mid-October into November. Won the Tony Award a couple of years ago, and I saw it on Broadway, and I was blown away. It's such an inventively told story. Talk a little bit about what it's about.
Right. Well, it's based on the award-winning book by Mark Haddon, which many, many people have read. But whether you've read the book or not, it's just an amazing, amazing story about a young man named Christopher, who's about 15 years old, on the autism spectrum. And he's accused of harming his neighbor's dog, and he knows he's innocent. So he goes out on a quest to prove his innocence and find out who actually killed this neighborhood dog. It sounds very heavy, but it's absolutely inspirational. As you watch this person who has social challenges step out into the world, what's especially wonderful about the stage version of it is that it tries to put the audience in Christopher's shoes so that you literally see the world the way he sees it.
Not only his shoes, but in his head.
In his head, absolutely, absolutely. It lends itself to tremendous creativity in terms of staging, in terms of choreography. A lot of it is told through the physicality of the actors and movement and a lot of inventiveness on stage. If you've read the book, if you've heard about the Broadway show, it is one of the big hits of the last few years, and we couldn't be prouder to be doing our own version at the Playhouse.
It'll be exciting to see that. The second Shelter House show, after Mr. Joy wraps up, is going to be another one-performer show. This one is called An Evening with Groucho, performed by award-winning actor Frank Ferrante, and he's made a bit of a career with this piece.
Frank is the quintessential Groucho. There are actually two people on stage. There's a pianist who accompanies him for some of those great Groucho numbers, and there's a little bit of interplay between him and the pianist, and a lot of interplay between Frank slash Groucho and the audience. As Groucho himself did, he interacts with the audience. He's not going to drag anybody up on stage necessarily, but there's great banter, and all of your favorite Groucho routines and one-liners are packed into this. Frank's been doing this for years and performed all over the world on public television. It's a real treat to have him in Cincinnati.
And that starts in sort of mid-November and will run through the holidays.
Takes us up through the holidays, and you know, sometimes we extend those shows into January depending on how they're doing.
The new year begins in January with a new version of the musical Million Dollar Quartet on the main stage, and 2018 also features two world premieres in the Shelter House, a show called Be Here Now by Deborah Zoe Laufer and one called Sooner Later by Allison Curran. This is the third consecutive year that you've featured work by up-and-coming female playwrights, which I'm always excited to hear, and I think the theater world is most appreciative
of you doing that. Female playwrights have been underrepresented historically, and I think we're in the midst of a playwriting renaissance, and many, many of the most exciting writers out there right now are women. It's been a great treat to introduce some of these new playwrights to our audiences in Cincinnati over the last few years. Deborah Zoe Laufer, you will recall, premiered one of her recent plays at the Playhouse a few years ago, a play called Leveling Up, about four gamers trying to find their way into adulthood. And that show is slated for a Broadway production later this winter. We're very, very proud of that.
Excellent. So things starting here and moving on to even bigger stages and in cities. So that's great news. There's lots more we don't have time to talk about. So for now, you who are out there listening, plan to check out Shakespeare in Love at the Cincinnati Playhouse from September 2nd through the 30th. For more information about that show and the upcoming season, follow the link that you'll find wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Playhouse Artistic Director Blake Robison about all that's happening on stage this fall. Thanks for taking the time for this conversation.
Thank you. Good to see you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.